For this Monday, July 14th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Posey County Prosecutor's Office officials say a Mount Vernon man has received the maximum sentence after driving drunk in Posey County. According to a press release, 40-year-old Justin Garcia has been sentenced to 1 year in jail after pleading guilty to operating a vehicle with an alcohol concentration equivalent of 0.15 or more. Garcia faced a range of penalties from 0 days in jail to a maximum 1 year in jail for the misdemeanor offense. Police records show that a vehicle driven by Garcia was stopped by Mount Vernon Police Department officers on July 6th. Garcia submitted to a portable breath test with a test result of 0.229. At Garcia's sentencing, Posey County Prosecutor Thomas Clowers requested the maximum sentence and presented evidence that Garcia has multiple prior convictions for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, most recently in 2011. He will serve his sentence at the Posey County Jail. Indiana State Police say a woman from Carbondale was arrested after she reportedly left the scene of an accident on I-64 on Thursday. According to Indiana State Police Sergeant Todd Ringel, the Posey County Sheriff's Office reported a crash at approximately 12:45 p.m. near the 7-mile marker. Authorities say a Ford Fusion failed to stop after sideswiping a semi-truck and continued traveling east with heavy damage to its rear bumper. Indiana State Police says a trooper spotted the vehicle on I-64 near the 57-mile marker and stopped it on U.S. 231 south of I-64. The driver of the vehicle, identified as a 20-year-old woman from Carbondale, had apparently stopped in Linville to purchase duct tape to secure the bumper. Authorities say the vehicle was not registered properly and she did not have insurance. No injuries were reported from the crash. This week is the Posey County Fair at 111 Harmony Township Road in New Harmony. The fair runs through Saturday, July 19th. Admission is $8 per person, and kids that are 10 years old and younger get in for free. The gate admission includes free carnival rides, free kids zone activities, and free main arena events. There will be numerous food vendors, plus air-conditioned meals in the community center. You can view the schedule of events and more information at PoseyCountyFair.com. There's an update on the fundraising efforts for a new pavilion at the Posey County Fairgrounds. Officials say so far just over $1.5 million has been raised for the project. Once the building plans are complete, they'll accept bids and get permits. They hope the new building will be ready by next year's fair. This past Saturday, the 2025 Posey County Royalty winners were announced. Posey County Princess went to Sadie Gamachi. Posey County Duchess was Liberty Buchanan. The winner of Miss Teen Posey County was Colby Buchanan. And this year's Miss Posey County was J.C. Jarvis. Switching to some sports news, this past Friday up in Indianapolis at Decatur Central High School, the 59th annual Indiana North-South Football All-Star Game was played. North Posey's Jed Galvin played in the game for the South team. He appeared in the game on defense only and played safety. Galvin had an interception in the game for the South defense, who allowed just 57 yards of total offense in the game. Galvin's team won 37-0, and the head coach of the South team was Heritage Hills head coach Todd Wilkerson. It was the fourth straight victory for the South All-Stars as they now lead the all-time series 32-26. From Major League Baseball on Sunday, the first half of the season came to an end as the All-Star break begins today. The St. Louis Cardinals finished the first half with a win at home over the Atlanta Braves 5-4 as the Redbirds avoided a three-game sweep. St. Louis heads into the break with a 51-46 record. They are 6.5 games out of first place in the National League Central and only 1.5 games back of the final wildcard spot in the National League. The Chicago Cubs beat the Yankees in New York 4-1 as the Cubs took 2-3 over the weekend. Chicago is 57-39 overall and in first place in the National League Central. They have a one-game lead on the Milwaukee Brewers. The Cincinnati Reds defeated the Colorado Rockies at home 4-2 yesterday. The Reds won 2 of 3 in the series to improve to 50-47 on the year. They are 7.5 games out of first place in the National League Central and 2.5 games back of the last wildcard spot in the National League. That's news and sports for this Monday, July 14th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.